Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no. never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, you just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong.
Hallelujah.
I'm wise.
Yes, sir.
I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never
Hallelujah.
I never could have made it without you.
Almost never could have made it without you, God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again we come before you acknowledging you as being Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the God who's created all, that even the Son has to obey you. Father God, we thank you for being God all by yourself. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus as we come before you continuously, recognizing every round goes higher and higher. And now we come forth acknowledging our commitment and dedication unto you, Lord God, because we love you. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, heal us of our sick and injured bodies, Lord God, and fill us with your Spirit, continuing to lead us, guide, and direct us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, and God bless each and every person that's listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, or even into our archives. God bless you, 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 and you. Praise God. We thank God for those that are listening. Praise God. In Egypt, those are listening in India, praise God. We notice that also we have those that are in South Korea and Malaysia. Amen. Our records indicate that. God bless you for listening and tuning in to our radio station here of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Once again, as always, I give honor and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But for Lord God being the King who he is, we thank God for being God all by itself. We also want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who is extremely instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And then we also want to acknowledge those, praise God, that are here in the United States. Praise God. Those that are in California, those that are in South Dakota, those that are in North Carolina, praise God, those that are in Washington, D.C., we thank you that those are even in Canada, amen, Jamaica, we thank you for all of our radio listeners. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Once again, we're coming forth reading out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word, and as we prayed in Jesus' name that God richly blesses each and every one of you, continue to pray for us as we continue to do the work of the Lord in Jesus' name. Once again, we're coming forth out of the King James Version from the book of Zechariah, the prophet, chapter 7. Let us read. Zechariah, chapter 7.
Yeah, of King Darius. That the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Chazlu, when they had sent unto the house of God Shaziah and Rigam Melech and their men to pray before the Lord, and to speak unto the priests which were in the house of the Lord of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself, as I have been these so many years. Then came the word of the Lord of hosts unto me, saying, speak unto all the people of the land, unto the priests, saying, when ye fast and mourn in the fifth and seventh month, even those 70 years, did ye at least at fast unto me, even to me. And when ye did eat, and when ye did drink, did not ye eat for yourselves, and drink for yourselves? Should ye not hear the words which the Lord has cried by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited in the prosperity in the cities thereof round about her, when men inhabited the south and the plain? And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. But they refused to hearken, and pulled away their shoulder and stopped their ears, and they should not hear. They made their heart as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore come a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it is come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so he cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with the whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, and no man passed through nor returned, for they laid pleasant land desolate. Chapter Zechariah 8. And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and a mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand, for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in the mine eyes, saith the Lord of hosts. Saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let our hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For before these days there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in because of the affliction. For in the sight of all men, every one against his neighbor. But now I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. For the seeds shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will call the remnant people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that as ye were accursed among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I leave and save ye, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord of hosts, I repented not. So again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye, every man, the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your deeds. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts. Imagine against his neighbor. And love no false oath, for all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful peace. Therefore, love the truth. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that thereout shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one it shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily and pray before the Lord, and to seek the Lord of hosts, I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages and of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that the Lord God is with you. Zechariah Chapter 9. The burden of the Lord's word in the hand of Hedra and the Damascus shall be the rest thereof. When the eyes of men as of old the tribes of Israel shall be toward the Lord, and Hamath also shall border thereby Tyrus and Zidon through. It be very wise, and Tyrus did build herself a stronghold and sheet of silver as the dust, and fine gold as the mire of the streets. Behold, the Lord will cast her out, and he will smite her power in the sea, and she shall be devoured with fire. Ashkelon shall see it, and fear. Gaza also shall see it, and be very sorrowful, and Ashkelon and her expectation shall be ashamed, and the king shall perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. And the bastard shall dwell in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines, and I will take away his blood out of his mouth, and his animations from between his teeth. But he that remaineth, even he shall be for our God, and he shall be as a governor in Judah, at Ekron, as a Jebusite. And I will encamp my house because of the army, because of him that passeth by, and because of him that returneth, and no oppressors shall pass through them any more. For now have I seen with my eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the end of the earth. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent for thy prisoners out of the pit. When is no water? Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee when I have bent Judah from you. Field the bow with sons, with Ephraim, and raised up thy sons, O Zion, against thy sons, O Greece, and made thee as the sword of a mighty man. And the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning, and the Lord God shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with whirlwinds of the south. The Lord of hosts shall defend them, and they shall devour and subdue with sling stones, and they shall drink, and make a noise as for wine, and they shall be filled like boughs, and as the corners of an altar, and the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people. For they shall be as the stones of the crown, lifted up as an ensign upon his land. for how great is his goodness and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful and new wine the maids. Zechariah chapter 10. Ask ye, O the Lord, rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain. Everyone, grass in the field, for the idols shall spoke in vanity, and the diviners shall have seen a lie and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. My anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats. For the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock, the house of Judah, and hath made them as his goodly horse in the battle. Out of him came forth the corner, the nails. Out of him the battle bow. Out of him every oppressor together. And they shall be as mighty men which tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle, and they shall fight. Because the Lord is with them, and the riders of horses shall be confounded. And I will strengthen the horse of Judah, and I will save the house of Judah, Joseph, and I will bring them again to place them. For I have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off. For I am the Lord their God, and will hear them. And they, of Ephraim, shall be like the mighty men, and their heart shall rejoice as though wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Lord. I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they shall increase as they have increased. And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their children and turn again. I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt and gather them out of Assyria, and I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and place shall not be found for them. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the river shall dry up, and the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away. And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, saith the Lord. Zechariah chapter 11. Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour the cedars. How fir trees, for the cedar has fallen, because the mighty are strong. How, O ye oaks of Bashan, for the forest of the vintage is them down. That is the voice of the howling of the shepherd for the glorious spoils, a voice of the roar of young lions. And the pride of Jordan is spoiled. Thus saith the Lord, my God, feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessor slay them and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich, and their own shepherd pity them. For I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. But I will deliver the man everyone into his neighbor's hand and into the hand of his king. And they shall smite the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. I will feed the flock of slaughter, even you, O poor of the flock, and I took unto me two stags. And one I called Beautiful, and the other I called Dan. And I fed the flock. Three shepherds also I cut off in 1 month. And my soul loathed them, and their soul also adored me. Then I will not feed you that die. Let it die. And that is to be cut off, let it be cut off. And let the rest eat every one the flesh of another. And I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it asunder, that I might break my covenant, which I had made with all the people. And it is broken in that day. And so the paw of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord. And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price. And if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, cast it onto the potter, that I was prized that of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. Then I cut another asunder my other staff, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall speak the young one, nor hear that is broken, nor feed that young one, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that standeth still. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat, and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to the idle shepherd that leadeth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean, dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Zechariah chapter 12. The burden of the Lord, word of Israel, saith the Lord, which stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness, and I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. In that day will I make the governor of Judah like the hurt of fire among the wood, and like the torch of fire in the sheath. And they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord shall also see the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem may not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And it came to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his own son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hedorimon in the valley of Migdon. And the land shall mourn, every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives. Zechariah chapter 13. In that day thou shalt be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirits to come pass out of the land, And it shall come to pass that when any shall yet prophesy, then his father and his mother that begot him shall say unto him, Thou shalt not leave, for thou speakest lies in the name of the Lord. And his father and his mother that begot him shall thirst them through when he prophesieth. And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed every one of his vision when he hath prophesied, neither shall they wear a rough garment to deceive. But he shall say, I am no prophet. I am a husbandman. For man thought me to keep cattle for my youth. And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in your hands? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hand upon the little ones, and it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, third shall be lifted left thereof, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined. It will try them as gold is tried, and shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, It is my people, and they shall say, The Lord is my God. Zechariah chapter 14. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and the spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the house rifled, and the women ravished. Half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in the day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem, on the east end the Mount of Olives, which shall cleave to the midst thereof, toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee, like as he fled from before the earthquake, it is you, King of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come in all the saints with thee. And it came to pass in the day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord. Not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light, and it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out of Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. Oh, the lion shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Ramon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place, in Benjamin's gate, between the place and the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Haniel unto the king's wine presses. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one of their hands of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold, silver, and apparel in great abundance. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in these tents as this plague. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of the tabernacle. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of the family of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, even unto them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacle. This shall be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all nations that come up to keep the feast of tabernacle. In that day there shall be upon the bales of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pot in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and see therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Amen. Once again, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you for remaining with us to the conclusion of that, Zechariah. Praise God. Tomorrow we'll come forth once again on the 30th of November and continue forth where we start with Malachi. Amen. Chapter 1. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Thank you for joining us tonight with David and Diane, Ministry and Friends. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
want you to know it's